is Here's Your Story, episode 8. Hope you enjoy it. Today's episode is called The Two-Handled Pot. All right, so you heard that today's story was called The Two-Handled Pot, right? Let's not waste time thinking about it. Let's get to the story. Once upon a time, there lived a woman. She lived in a small cottage on the side of a bay, a large bay. You could even call it an ocean. And next to her, there lived a neighbor who used to be her friend. But he was wealthy. And she was poor. So you would wonder, why didn't he help her? Why didn't he give her some of his wealth? That was because he thought the wealth was his. So he spent it himself. Rumor is that he threw away any coins that were tarnished. He even threw away diamonds and rubies and emeralds that were tarnished. Even if they just had the slightest mark on them, he would toss them out. And he had so much of everything that he couldn't even use it himself. Well, the family next door, as you already know, was very poor. So one day they took their only belonging, a small goat, to the market to sell her. Oh, I don't want to sell her, her husband said. She has been our friend, like a family. Well, I'm sorry, but we have to. We want to survive the winter, right? Well, so she went to sell her cow when she met an old woman. What are you doing here? The woman said. Why aren't you home with your family by your nice warm fire in this cold winter day? I'm afraid, she said, I don't have a nice warm fire in my tiny room. We call it a cottage. But would you possibly have anything to trade for this nice, beautiful goat? She said. Let me think about it, the woman said. I have to say I'm as poor as you are. But, she said, I will give you whatever is in this bag. And from the bag there was a voice. Take me! Take me! Who said that? She said, looking at the woman. Oh, it's just my old friend. The pot. The pot? Yes, the bucket, as I call her. She's really a pot, though. But she can do many things. I'll trade you for the goat. So the trade was made, and they walked back home. She thought the whole way home, and she didn't say a word. She was so excited. When she burst open the door to talk to her husband scowled. Where are the bags of money we should have gotten for her? We can't live off of a bucket. Oh, husband, this is more than a bucket, she said. Yes, I am more than a bucket, the bucket said. I am a talking bucket, she said as she rolled out. Now, if you wash me, clean me, and put me on the bed, I will do something for you.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
We'll hear about that bucket later, after a quick break. You need someone to mow your lawn because it's all long? Hire my dad. He's awesome.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
All right. So when we left off, a woman had just given a poor family a pot who said she could do more than just talk. the woman said. I don't have much to wash you with, but I will use all I have. So she washed her and cleaned her until she shone, and then the pot said, time to roll and roll. And she rolled out the door. See what I mean, the man said. A waste of a good ram. But he didn't know that the pot was rolling and rolling all the way to the stable of their neighbor, where the men who he had hired, just some of them, because he had many, while some of the men he had hired were collecting his wheat. Oh man, how can that man even eat so much bread? There's no place to store this, and my shelves are stuffed, and we don't even get a decent pay, they complained. Hey, look, there's a pot over there. I bet we could stuff all this extra wheat and corn and everything in that pot. They did it. And soon the pot was overflowing with it. Woohoo, they said. Now we have a place to store all the extra corn. And we can ask him if we can borrow some. But as soon as they said that, the pot started to roll and roll, using its two handles to shield the things from falling out. It rolled and rolled and rolled all the way back to their house, where she rolled, putting her two handles up in the air so all the wheat and corn and everything went spilling out. Oh, thank you, Pa, the woman said. I knew you wouldn't betray us and run away from us.
Well, at least that's better than what I thought, the man said.
Then they washed her again, put her on the bed, and she ran off. See, I told you, she was just doing one nice thing for us, the man said. No, I bet that she can do more, the woman said, and then she peeked out the door, where she could faintly see the pot rolling all the way to her friend's house. Oh my goodness! Oh! She's going to his royal dressing room! Well, the pot did roll into the royal dressing room where the men were working. The same thing happened, and they stuffed her full to the brim. And she rolled, rolled, rolled back home. And then she spilled all of the cloth in it, where they peered at them. Satin? Is this cloth made of melted silver string? Oh my goodness! What a delicacy! Oh my goodness! Is that velvet? They said together. Well, then they washed her again, and then the pot, in the middle of the night, came out, and she snuck in to the royal counting. Well, not royal, but he treated it like he was royal. But she went into the counting room, where even though it was the middle of the night, the man was sitting there throwing away all the coins. Ah, these disgusting coins. Throw them away and get them out of my sight, he said. My waste basket is overflowing, he said. Well, then use me, she whispered. Huh, who said that? Oh my goodness, that grimy bucket will be perfect, he said, dropping all of his coins in. With a great clunk. Then he went and started throwing more coins away, and with that, the pot tiptoed over. What? He said, don't, How dare you? You are tricking me. Come back here with that coins. Even though they're tarnished, they're usable, he said. You can run all the way to Africa. Just give me those coins, he yelled.
I will, she said. And she ran all the way to Africa and dropped him in a bunch of elephant dung. Well, then she ran all the way back home. I mean, rolled all the way back home and dropped the coins on the ground. She was never seen again. But every night, at least one tarnished silver coin would fall onto the ground in the middle of the night, and they would remember how nice she was. And after that, she always shared, since they could. And guess what? The brother came back from Africa, and he was kinder. And guess what? He loved to share. This is the end of Here's Your Stories, Episode 8. I really hope you enjoyed it. Well, this one had a lesson too. Every story has a lesson to be learned and a lesson to be told.